Good morning and welcome to the Gunsmith Show here on the 11th day of July, 2026. Jacob, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
What time is it?
Early.
Time for the Gunsmith Show. You sound like you need some caffeine, buddy.
I'm okay.
You okay? Well, I'm fairly well caffeinated this morning, so I'm ready to go. This is the Gunsmith Show on 103.1 The Ticket. We're here this morning and glad to be here with you. Hopefully you're ready to talk guns for the next hour, because we are. This segment of the show is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center, right on Dorrit Highway in Burton, Michigan, just south of Bristol, on the west side of the road there. It's a great place, been around since 1977, and they certainly keep our cars on the road driving smooth, and they can keep yours doing the same, whether it's air conditioning or oil changes or struts and shocks, all that kind of stuff. They handle it all.
It's not that far from really anywhere you're at in the Pier area.
No.
Just down I-69, the Dorrit Highway, head south, and it's right there.
Yeah, great prices and great selection on tires and everything else you need. So they've helped me out numerous times on a monthly basis right now, so I'm very thankful. You can always link to them right on our website, which is thegss.com. Go right to the bottom of the page. You'll see it down there. Just click on them, and you'll get all their information. Their number is 810-743-4210. Jacob, 126 days till deer season.
Yeah.
Till rifle season. It's less than that, of course, till bow season. But
less than that to the early season.
I don't even like to talk about them early seasons.
The Liberty Hunt? The
slaughter?
It's good. Kill all the deer in September.
Before they procreate.
Just kill them all.
Well, we could talk about politics, but we probably shouldn't. So, the big news right now is still tactical guns. Tactical guns are smoking hot. And what I did was I did a little bit of a search this week to see what was going on. Jacob gave me free rein this week. He said, "Dad, you write the show."
Yeah,
so,
big mistake.
Oh, he's going to pay for it right now. And unfortunately, hopefully he got some aspirin close because you might be paying for it too. But no, tactical is still smoking hot. And one of the number one gun right now, they're saying in sales, is the Glock 19X5, the series V.
Yeah.
It is, they say it's just on fire. It is selling fast. Coyote colored, the box, got everything in the box. You know, you got your little cleaning kit, your cleaning brush, your boar brush. The cool thing about the 19X is, and there's a reason why, for tactical reasons, it works. For a gloved hand or a medium size or even large hand, the 19X fits wonderful. The frame is from a 17, a Glock 17, so it's a longer frame,
yep.
Holds more bullets. The 19X has the 19 slide, but the 17 frame. We've talked about these.
Four-inch barrel.
Probably like 100 times over the past 10 years.
Yep.
There's no finger grooves on the V-series. It has ambidextrous slide lock and stop levers, and it also has the Glock Marksman barrel, the GMB barrel. Which is good. It means you can shoot something other than just jacketed bullets with it. You can shoot leads and, you know, the polymer-coated ones and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So can save you some money at the range. MSRP on these runs right around the $600 mark, usually above $600. But I've seen them for $599 on sale. So if you keep your eyes peeled, you can find these at a good price. It's one of those Glocks that you'll never have to replace it. You know what I mean?
Well, it comes with a 17-round mag and two 17 mags with a +2 extension.
Exactly.
So you have a 17-round and two 19-round magazines for this Glock.
Yep. It comes all in the same pack. And even the pack is a Coyote Brown, too.
Yep.
So the case. Yeah. So not the old Tupperware ones we used to get back in the day when Glocks were new.
Is this cut out for the MOS sights?
Yes.
It is. Interesting.
Yes. Yeah. Now, some are, and a lot of times the ones I've seen that are MOS are like $679. Now,
it's available MOS and not MOS.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So the $599 ones usually are
not MOS.
Yep. Gotcha. That's why I didn't put it in there that it was machined out for it. So you'll spend a little bit more money if you want to go with a red dot sight. But if you don't want to, so be it. Now, next one, there's a lot of guns on this list. I just picked a few. The Koenig SFX Rivals, Rival S. Now, S stands for I think shiny because it's chrome. And then, and they have a dark version called the Dark Side.
There you go.
You got it. I can't, my voice won't go low enough to say it like, Darth Vader this morning. But, now these things are pretty cool. These Kanics are race ready. These things are optics ready. They've got, they come with a mag loader. They come with a holster. They come with, I think 3 magazines, I believe. Different size pistol packs I've seen in these.
Well, I feel like a lot of these new guns at this price point are coming with a ton of magazines.
Yeah, they should because
Springfield has like 6 mags come with them for some reason.
Yeah, a lot of those Springfield packs, you get that pistol pack in the soft case, you get all those extra mags with it. That saves you a lot of money down the road.
And the Kanics come with a lot. I mean, Glock usually comes with 2 or 3.
And Rugers come with 1 or 2. Yeah. You know what I mean? They've always been tight with their mags.
Usually a little less money, though, for the gun.
But like your new Ruger, your new RMX or whatever
RXM.
It's called. RXM. Sorry, dyslexic this morning. The RXM, that uses Glock mags.
Yeah, that's so smart. That's why I got it. Magpul
Glock mags.
It takes our standard
19 mags.
Glock 19 mags.
Yeah, or 17 or 33s, whatever you want to put
whatever
in.
Whatever you want. You can get one of those Magpul drums.
Yeah. So
60-round drums.
Yeah, I don't know. They're nice. So there's lots of options with this thing. Now, MSRP on this Kanic SFX. This is quite a pistol. This thing's got one of those all bells and whistles. The 19X is nice from Glock. The Kanic is like a step up. You know, it's like...
Oh, it's for the people that say, I'll never have a Glock. I want something different. Well, we're not different. Getting M&Ps, so we're going to get a Kanic.
Yeah, there you go. And I think, it's kind of like the Glock is a really nice, like, Ferrari or something, maybe. But the Kanic... is kind of like a GT40, a Ford GT40, you know what I mean, in race cars?
Yeah.
It's pretty unique. It's pretty cool, and I think everybody's styling their guns around that Kanic style. So then their motto or logo is Forged in Superiority. So kind of interesting.
Where are they made? The Turkey?
I think so.
Turkish 9mm?
I think, because I got one of them ones when they first came out. Remember?
I want to say it is Turkey.
And it was nice. The fit finished. Everything worked great. It was flawless. And then one other gun we're going to talk about when it comes time for, these, I guess, not race ready, just tactical guns.
Tactical handguns.
Operator handguns. How's that? It's a 1911, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
Single action, it's pretty nice. It's from Springfield Armory, and it's called the TRP, and I know you're familiar with these.
Aren't they called TRP operators?
TRP operators. They are tactical response pistols.
Comes with elbow pads, a face mask.
Beard growth ointment to make sure your beard grows fast.
You need a plate carrier kit for your chest. So when you go to the grocery store, people know you are an operator in case your beard didn't give it away.
Okay. Yes. Easy there, trooper. But anyways,
I've played Call of Duty. I know what I'm doing.
The TRP has just about everything you could imagine on a 1911.
It does.
G10 grips, ambidextrous safety, which you love because you're a lefty.
We had this conversation last week. For the price point of some of these guns.
Oh, you get mad. They should.
If I'm
she should
at
be.
A 1911, that's more than
750,
800, somewhere like that.
Yeah.
There's no reason for it to not come with ambidextrous safeties.
Right.
There's not. And I get it. It's a clean look without on the right side for us left-handed people. But for that price, I can buy a $500, $600 one, soup it up, and add it myself. If I'm already spending that, $800, $900 on a 1911, that factory should have already put an ambidextrous safety on it.
Well, it kind of reminds me of the TSOS. No, Gerson Untouchable that I have.
Yeah.
That has everything. Literally, you put it next to my TACOPS SIG. It's got everything the same except for the SIG has night sights and the Gerson doesn't.
Oh, sure.
But, I'm sure the fit and finish is better on the TACOPS than it is on the Gerson, but it's got all the same bells and whistles.
Yep.
So I'm sure you could enhance it. You could work it. You could try it, run 150 or 500 rounds through it and see how good it works. I haven't done that with that Gerson yet, but that was a $450 gun.
Yeah.
So the TRP operator, the MSRP is $1,450. Now it is an extremely nice gun. I would put it right up there with like a Delta Elite. You know, it is
It's got a different purpose, I'd say, right?
This is mission driven.
SWAT team would have, yeah, maybe a special. I don't think special forces having this, but something like it. But where that Delta Elite is used for mainly for sportsmen and target shooters.
Well, I don't know. Delta Elite was built for Delta Force, so that's what it was built for.
I don't think I haven't heard of any military force using a Delta Elite 10mm. 10mm.
I don't know. But that's
what it used to have 10mm ammo that was like no head prints on it for the casings. Remember that?
That was a long time ago. I don't remember. That was a long time ago. Yeah. But I've had 10mm for 30 years. So yeah. It's one of those things that it is what it is. So these TRP operators are literally beautiful guns. So, and they do everything to them. They're designed, they say that you can throw them in the mud, pull them up out of the mud, and they rock. So they have beautiful checkering. They have really good slide serrations on the slide. And on the frame, the front grip, you know, the front strap of the grip is checkered just perfectly. So when you hold it in your hand, the thing don't move. It's just designed to be comfortable and use on a regular basis, whether you're gloved or not. Yep. So very good gun. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about some other concealed carry guns that are hot. These were kind of big. These were like operator guns. Yeah. But tell everybody how you get a hold of us.
During the commercial break, there's a couple of ways. One, go to our website, thegss.com, where you can find links to a lot of our topics and previous shows. Our email is shooter@thegss.com. And while you're at it, hop on Facebook, like our show at The Gunsmiths Show.
Yeah.
Like, comment, and share, and help us stay in touch with all of our listeners.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. We'll be right back with more of The Gunsmith Show in just a couple minutes.